During the Israeli war in 2014, over 2,200 Gazans were killed and thousands more were injured. Many civilian infrastructures were targeted by the one-ton Israeli attacks, including hospitals and clinics. In total, 17 hospitals and 56 health centers were damaged or destroyed during the onslaught. 3 years on, El Wafa Rehabilitation Hospital in Gaza is still waiting to be rebuilt. Israeli forces bombed and destroyed the hospital during the 2014 war. On the third anniversary of its bombardment, El Wafa Hospital staff got together to demand the rebuilding of the hospital.
Israeli, by their aggression and the destruction of one of the best hospitals in Gaza for medical rehabilitations, have ignored all calls around the world to protect this area, and this area was protected by Geneva Conventions. So the Israeli, what they have done is something that is inhumane, to destroy a place that is serving the elders and the needy and the poor people.
The El Wafa Hospital staff held a photo exhibition about what once was the best rehabilitation center in the coastal enclave. Thousands of people became disabled during the war, and they have no place to turn to following the destruction of the El Wafa Hospital.
The destruction of this hospital was a great loss for people with disabilities who badly need physical and mental treatment. Thousands of people became disabled during the war and they have no place to turn to for rehabilitation. 3 years have passed and we are still waiting for this hospital to be rebuilt in order to serve people with disabilities.
Hospital officials have demanded that Israel be held accountable for its crimes against the people of Gaza. Rights groups say the Israeli bombardment of civilian areas during the 2014 war on Gaza was premeditated and systematic, in direct violation of international laws and norms. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.